Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this Tuesday, the 14th day in September of 2021. I'm your host, Michael Kimmett, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology you need to get through your Tuesday. And we're going to start with Google, who just released a new version of their internet browser, Chrome. This version, 9.3.0.4577.82, is installed on Windows, Macs, and Linux operating system, and you need to update to this version because the version fixed 11 known security issues, specifically two vulnerabilities that are being actively exploited by criminals in the wild to impact users. These are known as 0 days because the first time they were seen was 0 days until they were used in an attack. So these types of flaws are found because attackers are using them, not because researchers or firms have fixed them. And both of these zero-day vulnerabilities are able to be used to potentially take over an impacted machine. The first one, CVE-2021-30632, is what is called an out-of-bounds write issue, which impacts the JavaScript engine of Chrome. And the second is CVE-2021-30633, which is what is known as a use after free vulnerability, which is associated with the indexed database API. In other words, how the browser communicates with a database is flawed. So these are very critical. Update Chrome, otherwise criminals who are already taking advantage of vulnerable users could target you next. And don't think you're safe just because you use an Apple and not a Google product. Apple also recently pushed a patch, this one for iOS, to version 14.8 to include their iPads, iPhones, Apple Watch, and Mac OS. And this happened this Monday, so just yesterday on the 13th. And this patch includes a fix for a really interesting vulnerability, which they found in the toolkit of a supply firm, NSO. Now, NSO is an Israeli firm that provides spyware that can be used to help track people, and they sell it to other governments, which is very controversial, and is believed that NSO's Israeli-made spyware is being used by other governments to track dissidents and be deployed basically in hacking schemes. Now, this NSO exploit, in this case, impacted some Bahraini activists, and it is dubbed forced entry. And it exploits your iMessages, and it's zero click, so you don't actually have to click anything. It can be used against you to gain access to your device, to track you, to know what you're doing via your iMessages. And this is very problematic, so unless you want to be the next Bahraini activist, no matter where you are in terms of having your iMessages exploited, update your device now. Apple has reviewed this particular spyware, found that there was a vulnerability in their product via this spyware, and has fixed it just for you. We're going to move on to everyone's favorite content management system that allows them to create stunning online web and content on the internet. That is called WordPress. And WordPress is great because it has a variety of applications you can add to it, known as plugins, that allow you to customize your site. So if you are, for example, an e-commerce site, there's a plugin just for you to allow you to fix your prices and track and monitor digital transactions. One of the leading e-commerce plugins for WordPress is WooCommerce. WooCommerce is fantastic, but if you're using it, you need to update to at least version 2.1.17, because if you do not, users could change the price of your goods, because in WooCommerce versions prior to that, there's a security where something called a security nonce issue allows an authenticated user, so someone logged into your website, that would allow them to essentially upload an Excel spreadsheet or a CSV to change the price of the goods they're buying. And obviously, that's incredibly problematic because in a digital world where transactions happen before you can react, this means that users could be getting access to your goods and services for free, cutting into your profit margins. Now, for some are saying that yes, but before I ship it, I'll realize the error and engage with the customer. Well, keep in mind that people who are abusing this are probably criminals and unlikely to care anyways, wasting a ton of valuable time of your small, medium, or even large business. So again, if you want to avoid having users change the price of your goods and services and essentially steal them, or wasting a whole lot of your time trying to figure out how this happened, just upgrade your WooCommerce plugin and you won't have those particular issues. And we're just going to stay on vulnerabilities all day today because there is a really big one with a high severity score that impacts HP Omen devices. Now, HP Omen makes a huge gaming computing line, and that is a lucrative business in today's market because with COVID-19, there were a variety of people unable to work or who were working from home and therefore had ample time to indulge in their online gaming habits, which means they need gaming computers. And HP Omen is in millions of homes globally. And the problem is that there's a vulnerability tracked as CVE-2021-3437. And by exploiting this vulnerability, the criminals or threat actors could gain access to your machine and escalate privileges without needing to be an administrator. And by doing this, they would be able to do things like corrupt your operating system to disable your machine, disable your security products to deploy malware or ransomware to either spy on you or try to extort you. So if you use an HP Omen machine, there's an update coming soon. Make sure that you update so that you're not taken advantage of by criminals as you enjoy your gaming reprieve. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a most fantastic Tuesday. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow on Wednesday. Until then, Michael Kimmett, signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's tip of the cap goes to the late Staff Sergeant Sanders H. Matthews. Sanders H. Matthews, Senior Staff Sergeant, was a very prestigious and famed Buffalo soldier, serving the United States military for more than 23 years throughout the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And Staff Sergeant Matthews, Senior, always, in his late life, he lived to be 95, wanted a monument for the outstanding work that the African American community and the Buffalo Soldiers did for the United States, and he began this work before his death in 2016. Well, to commemorate the outstanding effort and service of Staff Sergeant Matthews Sr., West Point, the U.S. Academy for Officers in the Military Service, has unveiled the first outdoor statue of an African American at the Academy, and it is a likeness of Staff Sergeant Sanders H. Matthews Sr. for his outstanding dedication to the United States military, for his involvement as a Buffalo soldier, one of the most prestigious and renowned units ever to serve in the United States. And so to you and to your legacy and for your commitment to this great country, a sincere tip of the cap, Staff Sergeant, and please keep on being diligent.